Admirable audience, welcome to our noble lineage here on Supreme Master Television. Today we are featuring part one of our three-part series focusing on the highly successful form of enlightened education, also known as conscious-based learning, at Maharishi University of Management and Schools. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, founder of Transcendental Meditation, or TM, was the inspiration behind the creation of conscious-based learning schools. According to practitioners, the TM technique is not a religion or a philosophy and involves no change in lifestyle. It is easy to learn and enjoyable to practice, requiring no effort, concentration, or special skills. Anyone can learn it, even children.
It is a specific technique, and the name really kind of tells a story. Transcendental means going beyond, transcending, and meditation to think. So in transcendental meditation, the mind does, it goes beyond the conscious active thinking levels to this quieter and quieter and ultimately pure silence that we have within ourselves.
Throughout his lifetime, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was dedicated to spreading the TM technique. He is world-renowned for his interaction with celebrities such as the Beatles when the band spent some time during 1968 in his ashram. He also made many initiatives, including schools and universities with campuses in China, Europe, United States, India, and Mexico. In this three-part series, we will visit the eco-friendly campuses of Maharishi University of Management and Maharishi School of the Age of Enlightenment, and discover their refreshing approach to learning that has attracted students from all over the world of varying faiths and backgrounds. We were eager to hear about the school's unique facets, such as one-of-a-kind majors in sustainable living, organic vegetarian dining halls, and meditation to enhance learning. Dr. Craig Pearson, Executive Vice President of the Maharishi University of Management, greets our visit and talks with us about the founding of Maharishi University of Management in 1971.
Its purpose was to take the very best practices of modern education, higher education, and the study of the modern academic disciplines, and put them on a proper foundation of the development of the consciousness of the student, or to put it another way, the development of the total brain functioning of the student. We have study of modern academic disciplines and have had for centuries, but no college or university has had a way to directly develop the potential of the student from within. And that's the most important thing that an education should do, because after all, it's the knower, it's the consciousness of the student that absorbs the knowledge.
To elevate their consciousness and capacities to gain knowledge, students at the Maharishi schools practice the transcendental meditation technique and are served organic vegetarian meals. To date, 250 universities have conducted over 600 research studies on meditation and its positive influence on physical well-being. Ultimately, as brain functions improve and stress is reduced, learning and creativity are enhanced. As a testament to this, students at the Open Enrollment Maharishi School of the Age of Enlightenment, or MSAE, consistently score at the top 1% of the nation on standardized tests. The school's director, Dr. Richard Beal, gladly shares his thoughts on vegetarianism and meditation.
I think these two things work together so beautifully. I think that a lighter diet and a healthier diet really coincides nicely with the aims or goals of meditation. Both the idea of a connection between mind and body, and that is certainly aided when the body is nourished well and has less work to do to digest the food. We can come at this element of consciousness from many perspectives. And one thing is this practice of meditation. So here's a way for the mind and body to get a deep rest and to dissolve stress and be more awake and alert. Even the brain physiology is different. The left and right hemispheres, the whole brain functions in a more orderly way. So like that, also what we put into our body in terms of food affects consciousness. And some food makes us dull and others awake. And so I think our students have the advantage of having regular daily meditation and having parents and a school that encourage a good vegetarian diet.
We met and spoke with several students who all affirm they have benefited from such practices, both academically and beyond.
I've noticed in my mind I'm just like a happier person, and then I started doing a little bit of research on meat and how like too much of it really inhibits your production of serotonin, so then you're just going to be grouchy naturally if you just eat too much meat. So that was something that I was like, oh wow, that really makes sense. And also, I just noticed that I just feel better. I have a lot more energy. I don't feel like as heavy and tired, and my body doesn't have to work nearly as hard to digest the food.
So if you're eating pure, healthy, organic, and for me, I choose to do live foods, then it only makes sense that you feel more alive and clear and pure. And when your body has that clarity and purity, that's your vehicle for experiencing consciousness and transcending. And so as a result, I've just totally noticed that I'm bursting with energy and loving life.
How do you think the consciousness-based education helps you academically?
Well, when we meditate and practice transcendental meditation, it releases stress in the mind and body. And with that, I feel I can concentrate on my studies a little more because I'm constantly resting and getting rid of my stress. And when I'm tired, it helps me study more. I feel better, and I'm a better student because of that.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. When we come back, we'll learn more about the Maharishi schools and their conscious-based education system. Welcome back to our noble lineage as we continue to learn more about conscious-based academics. Coupled with pure organic vegetarian meals, the development of awareness through conscious-based education has given students at the Maharishi schools an auspicious foundation to gain better and faster progress through their academic careers.
Probably people who are vegetarians already have higher IQ to begin with because they're intelligent enough to see that this is a right diet, and they're intelligent enough to take proper stewardship of their health and stewardship of our environment in that way. But the practice of transcendental meditation also produces higher IQ based on more integrated functioning of the brain. And some of your listeners may know that IQ grows through childhood, but then it levels off when a person is 15 or 16 or 17, and it doesn't normally increase after that. But when a person learns transcendental meditation, whatever one's age, 25 or 35, then IQ begins resuming. It's as though personal growth had frozen in adolescence. And then with the practice of transcendental meditation, the brain becoming more integrated, more coherent in its functioning, then IQ increases, creativity increases, moral maturity increases. Everything good increases when one begins developing consciousness and developing the brain's total potential.
Students seem to excel in many areas.
Yes.
What are some of their notable achievements?
Thank you. Yeah, our students have been amazing when they I think center themselves, they know who they are, and they choose something that's natural to them to focus on. So oftentimes we'll go to a drama competition and people will say, oh, that's Maharishi School, that's a drama school, because we've won more state championships than any other school in the state. And then they'll go to the tennis championships and say, oh, that Maharishi school, that's a tennis school, because we've also won more tennis championships. And science fair and history, and there's a creative problem-solving competition called Destination Imagination. And we've won international championships there. So, again, I think It's simply an outgrowth of normal students who are given the opportunity to develop their consciousness, to be wide awake, and also be connected with who they are, what they want to achieve.
Perhaps it is this fulfillment that gives the Maharishi system such a welcoming and appealing atmosphere.
Why did you choose to come to Maharishi University?
I think it's a very warm place. I think that the people here, they're really kind to each other, and it's not because they're being paid to or because they're being threatened to. It's just people here, there's just a certain warmth, and I don't think I could go to school anywhere else. Also, the block system is, I think, really beneficial. Like, you really retain a lot of knowledge when you're taking one course at a time. I just love it here. The town is really beautiful, and I love the people, and the knowledge is really, really interesting, and I just like it.
The block system of learning is yet another special offering of the schools. Students focus intently on just one subject for 4 weeks' time, allowing for more thorough and collaborative learning with less stress. With so many visible successes sprouting from the school's customs, Dr. Pearson is encouraged to see that more and more learning institutions begin to include a conscious-based method of education. As students progress in awareness and can better relate to others, they then can realize that everything they learn can be used as a tool to make positive changes in the world.
I am absolutely certain that consciousness-based education is the future of education, and we're actually seeing that. We're seeing colleges and universities around the world finding out about us and wanting to bring a consciousness-based program into their institutions. There's no need for them to change their mission or their curriculum or their faculty. They simply just add the opportunity for students to develop their consciousness, develop their brain physiology through transcendental meditation. And we're seeing it at the grade school level. Schools throughout America, 20 by now, and hundreds of schools in Latin America and hundreds in India are also consciousness-based schools and enjoying these. Imagine the vision of a world, a vision of a country where the citizens from childhood are developing their full potential of their brain physiology, the full potential of their creativity, expansion of their moral maturity, of their happiness. Imagine a whole generation of students coming up, starting from grade school, and developing that. Imagine what a society that would be. It would just be a tidal wave of people coming up through society, free of stress, overflowing in happiness and creativity, solving the problems of the past, and taking the world to an entirely new plane of prosperity and progress and peace and success for the world.
Thank you, Maharishi University of Management and Maharishi School for Age of Enlightenment, for bringing such a gracious environment for students to foster a higher education. May such fine ideals as yours continue to inspire the learning community for a promising future. Delightful viewers, it was a pleasure having you join us as we learned about this timeless academic practice of conscious-based education. We look forward to your presence next week for the second segment featuring more interviews from the Maharishi University of Management and Maharishi School for Age of Enlightenment. Now, please stay tuned for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, coming up next here on Supreme Master Television. May your body, mind, and soul be sheltered in God's good graces.